GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I didn't expect this episode to focus on such a wide range of subjects, some of which I've been very curious about myself. Andrew Colvin is the guest. The book is The Mothman Speaks, Gene and Chris on the Paracast. So let's, you know, look further into some of these theories. So you accepted the possibility that the Hills, it was government disinformation. Now, what about the famous abductions that are being investigated and were investigated by the late Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs and others? Any possibility of that, or just things that are going on we can't understand?
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, I think it's clearly possible that some of their cases were of that nature. Now, were they involved? I don't know. Bud seemed a little more, I don't know, naive's not the word, but you know, more honest about it. I think he genuinely thought he was getting at the root of something.
I'm not even suggesting that Jacobs or Hopkins or these other people were deliberate actors in this conspiracy. I think they were sincere or are sincere just trying to deal with something they do not understand in the best way they can. It doesn't mean that the individuals themselves weren't somehow manipulated.
Yeah. That's my feeling, though. I mean, anything that's pointing to the ET thesis is, if you want to be simplistic about it, you know, is possibly part of the disinformation program.
Suspect.
That seems to have been the main idea, was to get everybody to believe in aliens so that the drone development could continue, you know, without as much interference.
So aliens to cover up military developments.
Yeah, that's basically my view of it. I do believe, however, you know, having had my experiences with some kind of entity, perhaps a shape-shifting entity that can appear in different guises, that there is a real phenomenon that has ancient roots that you can find information on. And I think the government realized that they could piggyback on that and introduce all these crazy creatures to help cover up what they were doing. And if, I don't know, you're probably familiar with Leon Davidson, that stuff he came out with in the early 60s about...
Okay, now Leon Davidson, a scientist, comes out with a special annotated version of Project Blue Book Special Report 14, which was the classic report with so many important cases released by the government. So what about Dr. Davidson?
Well, it's kind of a conundrum there because, you know, your first thought is, well, if he's putting out Blue Book, you know, he's a player. But then he puts out this manifesto of sorts in the 62 starting through like 65, where he keeps saying that the CIA, the Navy in particular, had started this program to sort of cook up ET theory, and they started, he actually lists the progression of how the entities changed. They started off as the little green men, which was piggybacking on the older Pukwudgie Nunahi Indian belief in the little people, and perhaps used rhesus monkeys or whatever to get people to go with that, and then they just kept changing it slightly until you had gray aliens. So it sounds credible to me. It doesn't negate the fact that there might be real cases with real interdimensional entities. It just gets hard for people to, you know, to separate them and keep it all straight. And you have to look at each case on its own merits to sort of decide, is this a real case or something that the government is trying to control or cook up?
But how do you determine that?
I think you just look at who's involved. Is the government stepping in? Because a lot of times they'll just ignore the real stuff. I think, you know, if the government's right, if the Air Force is getting involved, if they're giving it a lot of media out of nowhere, that's one thing you notice. Like, I think about my UFO shots that I've got up on my blog. I wonder if that'll get propagated the way that some of these other cases get propagated. You know, people come out of nowhere with videos and things and get instant media access. I think that's another way you can sort of tell how much pushback is there against somebody's story.
Now, is the media being manipulated directly where they go to Roger Ailes over at Fox News or the key executives at NBC, CBS, ABC, et cetera, and say, okay, here's the meme we're going to present, go along with it, or what?
Well, yeah. I before I got involved in this Mothman research, which was right, you know, basically right after 2001, I spent the previous 20 years or whatever studying conspiracies, and I like to call it investigational journalism or institutional theory, because I think today, you know, journalism has been so infiltrated by the spook agencies that they're not even really functioning as real investigative journalists anymore. I think the internet is guys like you and other people that are doing blogs and radio shows, that this is really sort of a golden era where we're getting some of that again. And I hope, you know, it doesn't get, the internet doesn't get filtered out so much that we don't have any more grassroots journalism going on.
Well, I understand this show is kind of a hybrid. The Paracast goes on traditional radio. It goes online at the GCN radio site, our own site around the world. So we're kind of have our feet in both. Chris, you want to follow up on this? This is getting fascinating.
This is really fascinating, Andy. And one thing that I'm kind of hearing from you, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're a little bit doubtful, it sounds like, about the ETH, the extraterrestrial hypothesis. Now, where do you come down? Do you feel that the real, let's say, the core of this phenomenon that may be truly high strange and maybe, you know, legitimately unexplained? Do you think it's something that is a closed system phenomenon, let's say interdimensional, cryptoterrestrial? Or do you think that we're seeing a stew of maybe aliens coming, time travelers, interdimensionals? So what does your gut tell you? I mean, you've been involved in this since the early 80s, and you've done quite, as you just mentioned, you've done quite a bit of research on your own. Where do you come down as an experiencer and as a researcher?
I do think that the interdimensional thesis has validity, and there is something going on there. And I also think the government is cooking up the extraterrestrial thesis as well to sort of take it off world. Because then what are you left with? If you can get people focusing on the ETH, they're not going to be reading ancient literature that's going to inform them of these occult or alchemical theories that the clearly some people in the military are into. I mean, there's a shot in Saucer News of an occultist, I think it's in 67, you know, a military guy who's doing some ritual, you know, and you've got that other guy, Aquino, guys like Aquino.
Yeah, Michael Aquino.
There are people in the power structure that are into alchemical change, and this is, you know, what the Nazis were all about. And they don't want other people leveling the playing field and finding out what that stuff is about. So if you can keep people looking up into the sky, as that old saying goes, then you can take stuff out of their pockets. Yeah. You know, that's
well. I've mentioned this on the air before, and when people make the offhand comment that the military, the government, is not interested in all in the occult or any of these kind of fringe subjects, I like to remind them, and if you go to the mall that's right next to the Pentagon, I think it's even called the Pentagon Mall, and you go into the Barnes & Noble in there, it has what I consider to be probably the largest collection of occult books I've ever seen anywhere in a particular library or bookstore. It's just, there's row upon row of these types of titles, and that would kind of hint to me that the government and the military are very, very interested in the subject, and obviously by professing non-interest in the subject, you do give yourself that red herring out, and I think your line of reasoning here about you know, keeping people looking up into the sky instead of having their ear on the ground makes a lot of sense. And
I'll tell you what also makes a lot of sense, these announcements. We have Andrew Colvin with Gene and Chris. You're listening to
The Paracast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Andrew Colvin joining us, and we're looking at the other side of UFO research, the possibility that there's a lot of government interaction to make us believe in what's going on up there, whereas other things are happening down here we should pay attention to. Now, in the days of Dr. Leon Davidson, Jim Moseley of Saucer News believed in what he called the Earth Theory, that E.T. was not responsible for visitations, although they might be aliens, that UFOs represented secret weapons.
I think Andy's been hitting around at that the whole show.
Sure. Did you pay attention to what Jim said? This is probably way before your time.
Oh, well, you mean when he originally said it, or?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't reading that stuff back in the 60s, but, you know, I've been catching up. I've been collecting all these old magazines. And, you know, Davidson talked about the fake fireballs, that they had even come up with those. And you'll often see fireball stories in the news that seem to distract from more pressing matters. You have a nuclear disaster or some political and embarrassing political situation, you'll have a fireball scene or a UFO scene. And that's one of those instant access stories that gets out in the media and gets everybody focused on that. And it actually keeps political change from happening that would be beneficial to the middle class. So it has a lot of different uses, the ETH. And as far as alchemical stuff goes, you notice that, as I was talking about my neighborhood, that they had mowed down these mounds, I think there's an alchemical thing there too, because these chemical companies, you know, that is alchemical work right there. Chemical companies are taking the ancient alchemical knowledge and applying it to modern physics and creating new products and, you know, seemingly out of thin air, although they all come from petroleum. But I've noticed that all over the country, different mound sites have been taken over by oil companies. And I think that was part of their plan, was to, you know, take over the most sacred areas of the Indians and to demoralize them. And you sort of see this in the Indian head test pattern, which I've mentioned before on my blog.
Now, we're saying here basically that everything is about oil.
Yeah. I a lot of it is, you know, it's a big issue. There's a, you know, if you look at the Nazi UFO story, there's a link to petrochemicals over there where they were using, and nuclear power too. They're using a plant that was supposedly making synthetic oil and rubber, and using it as, that was the cover story, but they were, they didn't actually produce any of that stuff. That's where Dornberger reportedly was working, and Kammler was working on these different craft, exotic craft underground. So you do see this link between nuclear power and these craft and oil. And these players are still mucking around today. And we've had three strange nuclear incidents recently. You know, part of it's, I don't know if it's just part of the terror program to scare people, but you do wonder, I just wonder, it's, you know, nuclear power is a Nazi invention, if you really look into the literature. And the war on cancer is a Nazi invention. And so some of these memes have been bred here in the U.S. since the war, because we took on so many of the paperclip scientists who came here. And I think that's sort of infected the way we do business, and it's unfortunate. And Jim Mars, you know, has written about this, and I think that's embedded in the UFO thing too, you know, that these are people who don't have many scruples, and they're bent on getting control or gaining a military advantage in any way they can, and that would necessitate coming up with the ETH and having men in black harass people and all that stuff.
Speaking of the Man in Black, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Man in Black 3 movie being filmed with Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Rip Torn, if they can keep him out of jail and all that stuff, and they can keep him from drinking too much, and a new generation, I guess, of MIB. But the point of the matter is, other than the movies and the graphic comic books, do we see Men in Black in the 21st century?
They've sort of changed into mill puppets, what I call mill puppets. Those are military sock puppets, people that are fake individuals on Facebook and other forums who aren't real people. They're agents spying on others. In some cases, I've heard that they're Autobots. I don't know about how that would work, but
I assume it's programming to respond with predetermined answers to what people say.
Yeah, I have heard from various researchers, if you post the wrong thing at the wrong time, your site will be hit, and that certainly happened with my site, which basically was just stolen and disappeared one day.
Must have been Indrid Cold. I had Indrid Cold try to befriend me.
Oh, you met him?
Well, no, just somebody calling themselves Indrid Cold wanted to be my friend.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them. There's one guy who's kind of a biker dude from Ohio who's actually a cool dude. He's not the real Indrid Cold. He can't be because he's not old enough. But there is a guy who's, I've been told by Darren Berger's daughter that the real Indrid Cold is on Facebook, and he's only got a handful of friends. He doesn't post anything. He says he was born in 1924, on the same date as my father, I believe. That's my father's birthday.
Maybe there's a connection there.
Now,
I've emailed him on there, and they haven't gotten a response, so I don't know.
The inevitable question, some of the famous cases in the UFO history, such as, of course, Roswell.
Boy, it's an industry, isn't it?
Yeah, major.
Major industry. I like that story that came out a couple of years ago that they had found Union Carbide glue in the ground there where the thing crashed. And then that points, carbide seems to be involved all over the place. And you can sort of see this in their corporate structure. They've partnered for a long time with Linde Company out of Germany to build the different uranium processing plants. And Linde, the original Linde, basically stole Tesla's patents. Tesla's lab burned down right as he was about to patent a bunch of different liquefaction processes. And then Linde patented them right away. And whether or not George Prescott Bush was involved, it's possible that Prescott Bush was involved in that. And that may explain how the Bush family became so prominent, is that they helped give Tesla's, who was working on a UFO craft, to the Germans, which would explain how the Germans got ahead of us on that.
We'll get into more of what's going on here, which has become an elaborate history of government intervention in the UFO and paranormal fields. The book is The Mothman Speaks, and he will speak to us more. We'll have Andrew Colvin talking to Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
With Andrew Colvin, author of Mothman Speaks, with a subtitle that takes about a week to read, so I won't ask him to do it again until towards the end of the show. We're focusing on not just Mothman, which we started out with, but military conspiracies all over the place. So things like the MJ-12 documents, taken seriously by some people in the UFO field, not by others. To your conclusion, a fake?
Oh, boy. It's probably a combination of real and fake. When it was a hot topic, I didn't pay that much attention to it because I just felt like it was another one of these distraction stories. And then after that sort of died down, I looked into, kept looking at it every now and then, and then a West Virginia connection started appearing in there. And it's been a while, so I don't know if I'll can do a good job of detailing.
West Virginia connections, do tell.
Yeah, it might take me a while to remember it all. Jack Sarfati wrote about something about this. He was talking about a guy named a physicist out of West Virginia University named Corum, James Corum, whose brother also is a physicist and developed something called the Egg of Columbus, some anti-gravity device. But they've been working on anti-gravity in West Virginia for a long time. Senator Byrd was behind it. Up there near where Gray Barker lived, in fact, near Clarksburg. They call it propellantless propulsion. I'm just trying to remember the aviary. Well, there's a guy named Bob Teets, who was a bigwig in the Human Potential Foundation, who's from West Virginia and has written a book called Mountain State UFOs. He was, I don't know if he was part of the aviary. It's just been a while, and the details are escaping me, but there's definitely some connections there with West Virginia. And Yeah. I wasn't expecting that one.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're here to deliver the unexpected. But
it's definitely, I can say it's definitely in, I think it may be in the Mothman Speaks. Let me look it up here, actually, while we're talking. I'll see if I can locate a page where I write about that. But I when I get the details, I put them in the book. So that's one of the reasons I put them in there, so I don't have to try to hold it all in my head.
That helps. Now, I would also ask here, is there anything in the Mothman cases that preceded the collapse of that bridge that relates in any way to government intervention?
Oh, well, meaning like the guys that were seen climbing on the bridge, that kind of thing?
I'll start with that, sure. Go for that.
That's news to me.
Yeah, that's there were men seen on the bridge tinkering with something the week prior. The day of the collapse, all the birds left town. Supposedly, there's a big flight of birds out of town, and I theorized that perhaps the Keksberg UFO was, you know, the Nazi bell, and may have been, it certainly came through that area after it was picked up by the military. They took it to Columbus before it went to Wright Pad. It's possible that they put that one or a new one under the TNT and were using it to create red mercury or something like that. Or they were doing some kind of radioactive work in the TNT. That much is clear. Everybody, all the locals know it and talk about it, but nobody can really speculate exactly what it was. It seemed to be connected to Area 51. You had to go in and black out buses if you worked there. So it's possible they were making nuclear-powered drones, because that would explain all the different regular sightings, like on a pattern schedule that Keel talks about seeing there, coming down the road from the TNT to the river. So if they had these bell things spin at a high rate and they cause vibrations that you can't hear, and it's possible that by doing that they weaken the bridge. It's not that they brought it down on purpose necessarily, but maybe, you know, that just helped bring it down. And that would explain why the birds left town that day. Maybe they were doing something unusual in the TNT.
But it's more comforting, at least in this field, to find paranormal explanations for all these things.
Even Carrie Thornley said, the JFK conspirator, that UFOs came from underneath the ground in West Virginia, one of his more cryptic statements. So if he was connected with David Ferry, who we believe was in Point Pleasant, he was the Frightwig man, and Fred Crisman was in town, obviously, or nearby, I theorize that they were clearly using parts of the TNT for a Navy reclamation, quote, project that was linked to the DLA, Defense Logistics, what is today Defense Logistics. So they could have, some of these men in black that were making themselves very obvious could have been like a second Oswald scenario where they were setting up someone to take the fall for the RFK and MLK assassinations, which was one of Mothman's prophecies, that MLK would be shot. That white Mustang that Ray drove was seen in Point Pleasant. So, you know, a white Mustang was driven by the Jell-O man in black, who thought Jell-O was something you drank. So he was making himself
You don't?
For some reason. What? Yeah. There's lots of crazy stories about these men in black, and some of them really wanted to be remembered, and that's an unusual thing. So given that you have these JFK conspirators in town, it's possible that they were cooking up. They were obviously forced to move out of New Orleans in the 66. It was like literally within, I think the date was exact, in fact, that Garrison decided to go after their paramilitary camp. I think, I'm pretty sure it was in early November 1966 that Garrison did that. And so immediately they probably decided to move it to some other bunkers. They were using bunkers just like the ones in the TNT down in Louisiana. Probably move the operation up the Ohio to Point Pleasant.
Cut to the chase, my friend. Cut to the chase. Do you feel the collapse of the Silver Bridge was a deliberate action by the government for whatever reason?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I think it helped isolate the town during that critical time when they were doing these ops, because the plant was still humming along doing something, and it made it more. It certainly, you know, it served a purpose, but I, you know, the bridge was old and it was very, very bad shape. Everybody that drove across it, you know, talks about it today, just how scary it was.
This is true, by the way, around the country. I mean, there are hundreds or thousands of bridges that are not in great states of repair. Of course, that's part of the political dialogue these days. How do we pay for the repair of the infrastructure if we don't have the money? But you would say then that in this particular case, it was an old bridge and something was going to happen. It happened on that fateful day.
You have to pardon me. I just found a reference to MJ-12 in here, and I was sort of looking at it to see if I should read it. What was it? What did you say?
Okay, that the Silver Bridge, it's an old bridge. Its time had come. If it didn't happen then, it would have happened eventually.
Yeah, given the fact that we don't see a lot of proactivity where they just say, okay, we're closing this one, we're going to build a new one, and they make everybody safe, you know. Yeah, I guess if they weren't going to do that, it would eventually collapse. The best thing to do is just to say we're closing this down because it's unsafe. But, you know, certainly today in America, there just doesn't seem to be much concern for infrastructure because the politicians are too busy taking bribes and whatever it is doing.
Well, paying off the bankers.
Yeah.
Well, before we get too far along here, you've mentioned on a number of occasions the TNT facility that plays such a prominent role in the whole Mothman scenario. Why don't you give our listeners who maybe not or aren't as up to speed as we are on the role that this facility played, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch of the history of the facility, when it was decommissioned, how it was a perfect place?
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of the answers to the question that Chris just posed. Andrew Colvin's our guest. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Andrew Colvin, who's been mulling over Chris' long question, trying to bring you up to date about the background of the Mothman incidents and everything. I'm Gene Steinberg here in the Paracast, Andrew Colvin being the author of The Mothman Speaks. So you've had a chance to digest Chris's question, Andrew. What's your response?
Boy, I was looking at that MJ-12 page again. It's a good page. I should probably read it. Remind me again.
Well, I was just saying for our listeners who aren't as up to speed about the whole Mothman scenario, especially the lay of the land, that TNT... Yeah, that plays a real pivotal role in this whole scenario. And for our listeners up to speed, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch of what the facility was, when it was commissioned, decommissioned, and the role that it played in some of the sighting events.
Yeah, it was built in the early 40s to provide TNT, and... they quickly, they went whole hog and built this place. It supposedly has a lot of underground tunnels and things. It produced what it produced through the war. And then by the time of Mothman, the southern half of it was being used where half of the domes, there's about 100 domes there, munitions domes. About half of them are being used for some secret Navy reclamation project being run by American Cyanamid. The northern half was run by a corporation, the Olin Matthiessen Corporation, who Lawrence Rockefeller is on the board of. Olin later sold part of itself to Bulova, which does have a connection to the RFK assassination, and the three of the CIA guys that were there who have recently been outed were using Bulova covers, for, executive covers. So that's another little assassination connection to the situation. Apparently Olin, another division of Olin, still owns the TNT area, though. It's never really been decommissioned. And the domes, half of the domes are still being used today. Although in the 60s, it was much more activity going on than there is now. I mean, now they're just using them for storage, although you never know. Some of those domes might have entrances to underground facilities that we don't even know about. So I hope I answered the question. But
Where was the facility in relation to Point Pleasant? And It was a vantage point. I seem to remember where quite a number of UFO sightings were reported there, and I think Keel had some strange red-eyed thing that approached his car. It's been a long time since I read the book, but give us a kind of an idea of its relationship to the actual town and its location.
Yeah, I think it's about 6 miles north of town, and it's very close to the DLA, or Defense Logistics, property, which is 80-some acres. DLA used to be called DISC, Defense Industrial Security Command, which Fred Crisman was supposedly an agent of. And if you know the Torbett document and the JFK scenario, that was the DISC was supposedly, you know, part of that plot. So the Men in Black probably were reporting to the DLA facility there. But yeah, it has a high, if you go to the, as you get away from the river, you know, it extends, I don't know, I'm trying to remember how many acres it is. It's pretty big. And there's an airport right next to it, which is convenient. But you go back from the river and you get onto some hilltops, ridges, and that's where they had the water tanks for the TNT. And I've speculated that they might have been flying the saucers in and out of one of those tanks if it had an empty bottom or, you know, something. Now they have concrete on the bottom of them, but maybe in the back in the day they could fly stuff in and out, because there are rumors that, you know, there was a lot of underground activity there. But yeah, I think Keel did. He said there was a zone of fear in the TNT where you would get paralyzed by some EM waves or something, and there was there were these balls of light that seemed like they had some intelligence to them. And the farmers said, you don't mess with the lights when they turn purple. There was a creature, I believe he talked about. He saw a saucer there at one point. It landed on a hilltop. So, and I think he had eye burn from that even. And maybe Mary Heyer saw it as well. But apparently the barge captains could shine their lights at the UFOs, and the UFOs would blink on and off as if they were signaling them. So it makes you wonder, was that just normal messing around activity, or was there some complicity with the power companies, because they're the ones who run the barges? AEP being the big one today that controls a lot of the traffic. They ship a lot of the oil along the river. I know a barge captain, so he's told me he actually said that Mothman touched him when he was a kid at this same spot where a lot of us saw Mothman. And it apparently followed him to my house, because he was at my house in 73 when my sister took this picture that has a thing in the window. It looks a lot like a Garuda or Thunderbird. So that's a very odd part of this story, is like, what was that thing in the window? Why did we have nightmares about the window? Men in Black nightmares. I've always had Men in Black nightmares. My sister and I had the same nightmare, so we think that maybe we were interrogated in the middle of the night using the drugs and hypnosis, although I don't think it worked on me because I was too young, I think, to be hypnotized. And my dad was stationed in Norfolk during the Philadelphia experiment. He never said he had any involvement in it, but it's possible that they were watching us because maybe he knew something, or maybe he was just, you know, working on something, a carbide that was off limits, and they were just constantly checking on people to see if they, you know, had taken documents or who knows what. Because I know Harriet's dad was best friends with my dad, and her dad was definitely working on a secret project, an NSA project in West Virginia, where they download all the information from the internet and stuff today. So they were watching us. There were definitely CIA people living in the neighborhood, and it was a weird time, very strange time. And I think a lot of that stuff's been exported to other parts of the country now. But there's clearly some stuff that's still going on in West Virginia, particularly up in the northern part where you have the new FBI facility. And it's called a technology zone, so they get special tax breaks and things in West Virginia to do that kind of research.
Now, how close was the Union Carbide facility to all this activity?
Well, it was right there. I mean, literally at the bottom of my road is the carbide plant. That's one carbide plant. There's also the one at Institute, which is very similar to the one in Germany where they were, at the Dora facility in Germany where they were supposedly building the saucers. It also produced the synthetic rubber and gasoline and might have been used as a cover. In fact, that's related to this page I found, is that there's a guy named William Dean Ross who's written a couple of articles that have been floating around the Internet for a while. He said he worked at Institute for the government, for the NSA, at West Virginia State College, which is right there. It's an old mound area. It was once owned by George Washington. In fact, most of that land between Point Pleasant and Charleston was owned by George Washington at one time. And he says that, Ross says that the Human Potential Foundation was involved in MJ-12 and that they were there at Institute doing some vortex research, which, if you know the Nazi belt, is based on the vortex, creating a synthetic vortex. This sort of starts to make sense that they had one of these bell weapons. And he mentions, Ross says he was at the Casey Center in Virginia Beach where he overheard discussions about a meeting in Sweden in 1989 with Dr. Walter Uphoff. The meeting involved CIA and KGB agents who were calling up the ghost of Albert Einstein on a TV.
Jeez, I never heard that one.
Oh boy.
I'm going to skip over that. But it says,
the implications said, are rather strange, I'll tell you, folks. We have a lot of strange things happening on the Paracast. We've got, what, 5.5 years of evidence of pretty wacky stuff, but some of this is getting wacky.
Ross said that the men attending that Swedish meeting were C.B. Scott Jones and John Alexander, the famous remote viewing military officer. Also, there was a telekinesis expert there from West Virginia University, Oleg Jefiminko. So there are West Virginia links to MJ-12 and the aviary. The aviary is a secret group supposedly directing MJ-12 and the whole Roswell cover-up. Here we're seeing names that connect the 20th century's biggest UFO story, MJ-12, to Mothman. The largest American UFO flap ever recorded paralleled the Mothman sighting. The largest concentrations of UFOs were in the Ohio Valley. However, the flap was left out of the Rockefeller Foundation's, quote, definitive study of UFOs, perhaps because those were real sightings of early drone aircraft.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into much more of this, because we can't stop. With Andrew Colvin, the book is The Mothman Speaks. You're hearing from Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.